You are listening to Recession to Recovery, Equities Lead the Way, an investment views report from Fullerton Fund Management. With greater clarity that the end of the global recession is near, and as earnings growth expectations continue to improve, equities have generally been performing well. We have a bullish view on global equities, particularly China and Asian equities. The recovery in China is being driven primarily by its manufacturing rebound, while across developed markets, retail sales growth is stronger than industrial production. Forward expectations of global earnings growth continue to improve, and markets have rallied significantly since April 2020, driven by the stronger macro data and the massive policy stimulus. The macro backdrop across the regions is reflected in the relative equity market performance in 2020. China and North Asian markets are leading, while ASEAN and non-Asian emerging markets have fallen behind. These recovery dynamics are not surprising. During the global financial crisis of 2008 to 2009, equity markets rebounded rapidly with the aid of policy stimulus and from positive GDP growth rates when the recession ended. Earnings growth took a longer period to rebound, while the labor market was very slow to heal. However, the return to positive GDP growth, which translated into higher spending, offset headwinds from the weak labor market. In our view, interest rates will likely be low for a long time, which is bullish for risk assets. Liquidity in general remains very strong, and strong interventions by central banks can create an environment that is very favorable to financial markets and most risk asset prices. Since its dual mandate era, the Federal Reserve tends to only hike rates when the US output gap is almost closed. This refers to the period when GDP growth is running above potential and core inflation is on an uptrend. Based on US output gap forecasts, the Federal Reserve is likely to keep its policy rate at zero for at least 5 years. When policy rates eventually tighten, interest rate increases are likely to be small and slow over time, with little threat to wider risk asset performance. Further improvements in the US unemployment rate will be more dependent on GDP growth, and if the dynamics of the last cycle, namely the post-global financial crisis era, can be repeated, it will take at least 4 years from now for the labor market to normalize. We believe the strength in global markets is sustainable, driven by the strong rebounds in growth that are unfolding, ample liquidity, and significant policy stimulus. However, investors need to focus on fundamentals as valuations have increased significantly, which could become a key headwind. Valuations can be harder to interpret in an environment where interest rates are very low, and so investors need to also focus on companies with the strongest balance sheets and those best able to expand their market share over time. Investors may find they have to pay a higher premium for companies that can grow their market share. However, the strong negative headwind from valuations rising too far too fast may be easing. Valuations could be reaching an inflection point where they can stabilize or slip back as stronger earnings growth starts to come through. Overall, we are bullish on risk assets, and the recovery has created buying opportunities, but investors still have to be selective given the risk that the post-COVID-19 environment is fundamentally different. We continue to favor the sectors that are best positioned to navigate the post-COVID-19 world, such as technology, consumer staples, utilities, and healthcare. As the recovery continues to gain momentum, the rally should broaden further to other sectors that have been lagging, such as industrials, consumer durables, apparel retail, and financials. We are bullish on equities as an asset class, and we especially favor China and Asian equities. China is the growth engine of the region, and its recovery and rising middle-class spending is driving solid investment returns from sectors like tech, healthcare, finance, e-commerce, and consumer brands. These trends will likely continue for many years to come, and the rest of Asia also benefits as intra-Asian trade growth improves. For Asian equities, geopolitical risks remain a key downside, as the deteriorating US-China relationship could create headwinds for China's companies to gather further global market share, especially if the US shifts its protectionist policies from trade and further into industry, technology, and financials. US equities should continue to get significant support from the growth rebound underway, the huge policy stimulus, and from Fed policy, as it will likely keep interest rates at zero for many years. For fixed income, we believe Asia and China offer investors solid risk rewards. Ultra-low and negative government bond yields across much of the developed markets reduces the attractiveness of fixed income investments. In the US, bond demand will be supported by the Federal Reserve's significant policy stimulus, which will help to contain yields. That said, US yields are likely to face some pressures to slowly rise from rock-bottom rates over time, given the growth recovery, the strength of the equity market rally, and rising inflation expectations. Improvements in risk sentiment and some investor rotation away from government bonds could help US yields to slowly rise and recouple with stronger macro outlook. Overall, we maintain our negative outlook on developed market fixed income. Asia and China's fixed income markets, in particular, should be attractive to investors seeking solid risk rewards and diversification away from developed markets. China's fixed income market is also superior to most emerging debt markets because of China's strong sovereign fundamentals, its low correlations with global markets in general, and the likelihood of a favorable risk-reward balance. We have a favorable outlook on corporate credit, and especially so on Asian high yield. We believe Asian high yield offers a bit more scope for spreads to improve, and default events should remain largely idiosyncratic. As a result, investors still need to continue to focus on balance sheet fundamentals to cherry-pick the strongest companies. For US corporate credit and Asian investment grade, spreads have tightened and default rates are unlikely to surprise too much on the upside. Further spread compression will likely be limited, so investors should expect coupon carry to dominate returns. Metal prices, especially copper, have rebounded alongside the strong demand recovery in China. The recovery in oil prices will likely remain sluggish, as a global demand growth is still very weak. However, the fall in US inventories has reduced some of the downside risks to oil prices. The US dollar is likely to depreciate further because of the significant deterioration in the US current account deficit, printing of money by the Federal Reserve, and less investor risk aversion over time. Gold prices may rally further given very low interest rates and the likelihood of a weaker US dollar. Further, with geopolitical risks likely to persist for a while, we believe there is more upside to gold prices than downside. However, if US yields start to slowly drift upward over time, that could become a headwind for gold prices. This recording is based on information available at the time the report is prepared, and is for your information only. This recording is presented to you by Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 2003126 72W, and is provided for information only. The information contained shall not be copied, reproduced, modified, translated, or distributed without the prior approval of Fullerton. No offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fuller or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. Any past performance, prediction, or forecast is not indicative of future or likely performance. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of the information in this recording. Thank you for listening. To read or download this full publication, or for more of Fullerton's market update and insights, visit our website at fullertonfund.com.